CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. Family, friends, and community members gathered in Boulder today to remember a victim of the recent mass shooting. Terry Liker was a longtime employee of the King Soopers store. CPR's Allison Sherry attended the service.
The celebration of Terry Liker's life was in the CU Events Center, which was appropriate because she loved the Buffs. She loved all things Buffs. She loved to talk about the Buffs football team. She was following the women's tennis team, basketball. Someone joked at the funeral that she would have loved to have seen her own picture so large on this sort of megatron. That would have been really exciting for her. She herself was an athlete. She participated in the Special Olympics where she earned 32 medals in softball and cross-country skiing and track.
CPR's Allison Sherry. Colorado rivers are on track to run significantly low this summer. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
A new forecast from federal water agencies predicts that extended drought and dry soils will drop stream flows across the state. Melting snow first needs to replenish those soils before it fills up the streams. The Upper Colorado River could be at only two-thirds of its normal water volume. Rivers in the southwestern part of the state may only reach a third of their normal levels. The South Platte, Arkansas, and Upper Rio Grande River basins are expected to be nearly normal. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
A red flag warning until 8 tonight for Pueblo, where it is currently 59 degrees, Denver 49 degrees. This is CPR News.